This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. We frequently tell you about the latest novels or works of nonfiction, but today for our series, You Must Read This, a book from the past. Writer Seth Graham Smith made his name with some twisted tales, including Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. Here he tells us about a novel that he fell in love with as a child.
I worshipped at the altar of Stephen King in those days. In fact, and this is the hand on the Bible truth, I was holding a copy of The Shining when I saw my first dead body. Why am I telling you this? Well, because Stephen King frightened and thrilled me, but he didn't haunt me. I didn't even know a book could do that. Not until I read Something Wicked This Way Comes by Ray Bradbury. It crawled under my skin and stayed there, like the face of that corpse. I read it in middle school, not for class, but on the advice of my stepfather. He was a used book dealer, and we had around 5,000 horror and science fiction books in our basement. I'd already tried some other Bradbury books. They didn't grab hold of me with sharp claws. But then, I was 12 and not quite ready. Something Wicked, however, was tailor-made for me. I was almost the same age as its young heroes, Jim Nightshade and Will Holloway, best friends born just 2 minutes apart, one right before the midnight stroke on Halloween and one right after. Darkness and light, baby. I was part Jim, daring and brash, but I also felt like the calculating Will. The things get going for the two boys when a thunderstorm rolls into their town, then a carnival. It's led by the aptly named Mr. Dark, who makes promises to the town elders, restored youth, second chances, fulfilled dreams, all for a price, of course, namely, their souls. Bradbury's carnival is everything we fear. It's age and death and failure. It's a foreign body, invading the small town the way a virus invades a cell. But for me, the real horror of the book was this. Our parents aren't always the heroes we need them to be. Bradbury's adults were weak with temptation, worn down by regrets. They were real, and that was the worst part.
That's Seth Graham Smith. A movie version of his novel Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter comes out this summer. He was talking about Ray Bradbury's novel, Something Wicked This Way Comes.